Perek Beis of Igaris Tshuva, on the top, it's page 182. What, 182 on the top? No, you don't have it there. On the bottom, it's 348. There's more Tanya's back there if you want. If you want, there's more Tanya's back there. Okay, we learned at the end of the first a good part of the first parak we learned. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that fasting has basically nothing to do with tshuva. Tshuva is as if it's a chet, leaving the sin, making up your mind you're not going to sin anymore. And then he says, fasting has nothing to do with the concept of tshuva. This that we find in Tanakh, the concept of fasting, is that evil decree shouldn't happen, or, like he says at the end of the parak, to stimulate tshuva, that if maybe you won't, you know, tshuva will stimulate you to regret your sin, so you fast. But fasting really has nothing to do with tshuva. So on Parak Beis, at the bottom of the English is 384. He says, Parak Beis, 348. He says, Ach kol zeh, everything you mentioned before, is le'inyin kapara mechilas ha'oven, is only as far as forgiveness and cleansing and forgiveness of the sin, shenimchol le'gamri, that is completely forgiven to the person, ma'asha'oven al mitzvah ha'melech, where he transgressed the mitzvahs of the king, k'sha'os the tshuva shleimo, when a person does tshuva. In other words, he said before, that when a person does tshuva, it forgives the person completely. What is tshuva? Regret that the person did the sin. And he also mentioned the concept of confession. It erases the sin. And he says, V'maskirim le'davar v'chotzi davar. God doesn't mention any a complete thing against him, even half a thing against him, on the day of judgment. La'on she'alzeh chasasholim, that he shouldn't be punished on olam haba. V'nifta le'gamri min adin ba'olam haba. And he's completely freed from any punishment in the world to come. Like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, that all these things that we talk about, Gehenim and punishment and all that, is a person that doesn't do Tshuva. A person that does Tshuva, as soon as you do Tshuva, you are forgiven completely for all your sins, and it comes in the day of judgment in the world to come, Hashem doesn't even talk to you about it. They don't even mention even a half a thing about it. But now he says, a second aspect, why fasting is important. Okay, and the Alter Rebbe is going to say it's important and it's clean, but not nowadays. And he's going to go back and forth with the fasting. But now the Alter Rebbe is going to explain what is the purpose of fasting that we find in Chazal, many amounts of fasting for various sins. So he said, it's not tshuva, it's something in addition to tshuva. What is it? He says, Amnam, sheyiyah l'ratzon lifnei Hashem, that the person should be willingly accepted before Hashem, umerutz v'chaviv l'fanav yizbarich, and desirable and precious to Hashem, kokeid machet, like he was before the sin, liyasnach asruch l'kenei, that Hashem should have enjoyment mi'avedasi from his avedam, hayitzarich l'havi karben eila. He had to bring a karben, a burnt offering. In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, when a person sinned, in addition to tshuva, they had to bring a carbon. Sometimes, for positive mitzvahs, they had to bring one type of carbon. For negative mitzvahs, a different type of carbon. But they had to bring a carbon. The Alter Rebbe is explaining over here what we started discussing the other week. Carbon is nothing to do with the concept of tshuva. What is the concept of carbon? The Alter Rebbe explains as follows. If you're friends with somebody, you're close friends with somebody. You get into a fight. You wronged your friend. So you come over to your friend and you ask him forgiveness. And they forgive you. But still the relationship is not what it used to be. You are completely forgiven. No grudges. No upset. Everything is forgiven. But nevertheless, the relationship is not what it used to be. So what do? You send the person a present. Giving the person the present is not the forgiveness. Forgiveness he got. You asked forgiveness, they forgave you. But in order to recreate a level of relationship like it was before you did the wrong thing, they would send a gift. Well, what does it mean in the Jews' relationship with Hashem? When a Jew sins to Hashem, they do tshuva. But in order to recreate a relationship with Hashem that Hashem should enjoy, your Aveda, the Jew had to bring a carbon. Was the carbon the tshuva? 100% not. But it was to recreate a relationship after the tshuva to make it as it was before you sinned. And the Alter Rebbe is going to explain that concept is what fasting really is all about. Yeah. You get into a bigger fight with them. And then they'll... Let me ask you a better question. Along the same lines. What happens if the person doesn't forgive you?
And you ask 3 times.
You ask forgiveness.
Okay.
And the person says no.
Okay.
There's 2 issues. You have to do your part. And they're supposed to do their part. So Halacha says in the laws of Yom Kippur that if you wrong somebody, you did something bad to somebody, you have to ask them forgiveness. Mm-hmm. If they don't forgive you, you have to do it all together 3 times. If after 3 times they still don't forgive you, you did your part. You don't have to ask anymore. Okay? That's between them and God. But you did what you had to do. If the concept in this, and you're not talking about, you know, only, you know, a present. You send the present. If the person doesn't accept it, at least you did your part. So more than that is not demanded. Halacha says, and the Alter Rebbe is going to discuss this later on in Gersa Tshuva, the Alter Rebbe mentions that the person, it's a din in Halacha, that the person who's being asked forgiveness should not be an achzari, a mean person, and he should forgive right away. The Alter Rebbe is going to say later in the Gersa Tshuva that even if somebody cuts off your hand, somebody chops off your hand, you're supposed to forgive him. It quotes the Gemara that if somebody even chops off your hand, you're supposed to forgive them. Now, right. Now, why in Indian it pays to do that? If I did something bad to you and I ask you forgiveness, you're smarter if you would forgive me. Why? It's a very simple thing. Hashem works mida keneged mida. Deed for deed. As they say in English, tit for tat. Okay? If somebody forgives me, if I forgive other people quickly, then when I ask Hashem forgiveness, He will forgive me. Because Hashem sees I'm forgiving, then He'll forgive. But if I don't forgive other people when they do something wrong to me, why should Hashem forgive us? I mean, Hashem basically says, listen, you don't forgive, why should I forgive you? So, politically, it's better for somebody to forgive easily, because then Hashem forgives them easily. I'll give you other examples. A person comes into shul to collect money. Okay? Many people say to them, go work. You look healthy, go work. Okay? If we start judging people who we should give and who we shouldn't give, then God also starts judging whether he should give or not give. But if God sees that I'm a person that just gives when I'm asked, and I don't judge, so when I ask, Hashem also won't judge. That's the way it makes sense. Right? So, one second. If a person starts, there's a famous story. They're desperate. There's a famous story. There was a student of the Maggid, Reb Zusha. There's a student of the Maggid by the name of Reb Zusha. And this guy, this rich man, used to give Reb Zusha money. Used to give Reb Zusha money. And Reb Zusha used to give him brachas, and his business became very prosperous. One time this rich man came to Reb Zusha, and Mrs. Reb Zusha said, he's not home. Where is he? He went to his Rebbe. So the guy thinks, wow, my Rebbe has a Rebbe? So if, when I give my Rebbe money and he gives me a bracha, it really becomes, I become very prosperous. So if I go to his Rebbe and give him money, it's for sure going to work. Right? So he stopped going to Reb Zusha and he went straight to the Maggid. Yeah. And his business went completely down. Completely down. And finally he realized, when did the business start going down? When he stopped going to Reb Zusha and he went to the Mizrachi Maggid instead. So, he came to Reb Zusha once and said, how come it doesn't make sense? When I was going to you, your brachas work. I'm going to your Rebbe. You know, so Reb Zusha said to him, listen, Reb Zusha was a very bitterdick, a holy man. Reb Zusha said to him, listen, I'm not really such a tzaddik. But when you were in particular about tzaddikim, you know, God gave you it. Once you started becoming picky with tzaddikim, God became picky with you. And you don't deserve it, so he didn't give it to you. Okay? We have to do our part to ask forgiveness, to give the present, so to speak, that he's talking about here. But from the other side, Shulchan Aruch says, Halacha says, if somebody does something wrong to you and they ask you forgiveness, the quicker you'll forgive, the quicker you will be forgiven from Hashem. And if you don't forgive, just think about it. Why should Hashem forgive you? Why should Hashem forgive me if I'm not interested in forgiving other people? Why should he? Why should Hashem give me if I don't give everybody? And I start judging other people, then Hashem will judge me. And if he judges me, it'll be pretty sad. Instead, that's what... So he says, even if somebody chops off your hand, you should also forgive. What?
I was reading yesterday in my Torah book that we have to forgive people as if they were handicapped. In other words, no one in their right mind would do anything wrong, really. I mean, if they knew Torah, and the person, we should think of the person as if they were handicapped. And forgive them whether they ask for forgiveness or not. You see what I mean?
That's why before going to sleep at night, we say... Okay. We're forgiving everybody that did something wrong to me. Yeah.
What about the person have a bad habit, lie all the time, and you forgive if they come back to do it? It's a habit. It's like disease, the lie. What do you do with this
thing? Send to therapy. I mean, you talking about if you should forgive him? There's another issue here involved. Sometimes, and this is a very fine line, you know, they say between love and hate is a very fine line. If somebody keeps doing something to me, I'll give you another example. If somebody's always in trouble, and we always bail them out of their trouble, right? The truth is, we're not doing them a favor. Because they know that somebody will always help them out. It's not such a good thing to do. But you really have to know, why am I taka doing it? Am I doing it because I honestly mean the benefit of the person? That by helping him out always, and by always forgiving him, it's going to make it worse for him? Or do I have my personal anger that I really don't want to help the person? Do you understand? It's a very fine line. And the only one that knows is God and us. But if the real intent of the person is that they don't want to forgive the person, they would really love to forgive the person, and they really want to forgive the person, and down deep they do, but they're not going to tell the person they're forgiving him, that means really they forgive them, because that's the right thing to do. But they're going to tell the person, I'm not forgiving you. They're telling the person that because they really mean that the person should straighten up, then it's okay. Because down deep you did forgive them. Sometimes, I mean, today is a crazy world, but normal parents don't like punishing their children. Some parents do because they're sick. But most people don't enjoy punishing their kids. Right? They have to do it anyway, though. It's harder for a parent to punish the kid. It sometimes, it should be, and it is, it's supposed to be, the parent suffers more when they punish the kid than the kid suffers. Because the parents are very upset that they have to do it. But you still have to do it anyway. Understand? So, the person may be constantly lying. Helping them out with their lies is not beneficial to them, so don't. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't forgive them down deep without them knowing about it. The Alter Rebbe will explain in the 11th chapter in Perek Yud Aleph over here. One second. The Alter Rebbe explains, if I smack you in the face once, I'll ask forgiveness, you'll forgive me. I do it a second time, it'll be harder to forgive me. If I do it 10 times, you're going to tell me, go fly a kite. I'm not going to forgive you. Why? Because our patience, our forgiveness is limited. So one time we can handle, 2 times we can handle, 3 times, but 10 times, that's it. Hashem, as we say 3 times a day in davening, in the Baruch of Slach Lanu, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Chanun, the Merciful One, Hamarbe Lisloach. Marbe means it's infinite forgiveness. Infinite forgiveness. Which means, if I ask once, and I mean it, he'll forgive me. If I do it 1,000 times, and I mean it, to ask forgiveness, he'll forgive me anyway. Okay? Now, again, just from a practical, selfish point of view, we make God angry about 1,000 times a day. You think about it. We think what we shouldn't, we talk what we shouldn't, we do what we shouldn't. Or we don't do what we should be doing. Okay? So, putting it mildly, it's 1,000 times a day. Because if you count, if you get sleep, if you count, you're up, let's say, even if you sleep 8 hours a night. 16. You're up 16 hours of the day. 16 hours times 60 minutes times 60 seconds. You got plenty of the time. Okay? We're getting that angry. So, if somebody does something wrong to you 30 times a day, 30 times a day, the person drives you up the wall. Right? We drive God up a wall 1,000 times a day. So, if we expect God to forgive us 1,000 times a day, don't you think we have to forgive somebody who drives us up a wall 30 times a day?
Okay, but we are only human beings.
But if you think about it, it's very selfish. In other words, you have to forgive somebody else for selfish reasons. It pays to be nice, because then people will be nice to you. No? Even in the world today, you know, in a practical way, if you're nice even to, I mean, to use a crude, if you're nice to the janitor, It pays for you to be a nice person to the janitor. To say hello, good morning, you know, why? Because when you need something, he'll do it for you. If you meet them, why should they want to do anything for you, right? I'm not saying that's the reason you should be nice. You should be nice because you should be nice. But there are side benefits of being nice also. Right. Kill him with love. You kill him with love. No, you, the expression doesn't express you kill them with love. But, so, a person, even if they think, even if they're selfish, which we all are selfish, we always think about ourselves. So if a person would be a forgiving type of a person, we benefit from it because Hashem forgives us. If we are a giving type of a person, Hashem is giving to us. And we need Him more than that person needs us. So it just pays.
But if a person is thinking mean thoughts to another person, it's hard to be nice to them. You can forgive them, but that doesn't mean you want to be nice to them. See what I mean?
The best way,
if you forgive, you
the best
be nice.
Way to hurt somebody who's mean to you, the best revenge is to be nice to them.
But if you
it kills them.
Reverse, what you don't do for the sake of shame, you will take advantage.
It'll kill them.
But if you do it in a purpose to largiz, as you don't do it in the sake of shame, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you the same.
You're not doing it to make him angry. You're acting nice. So what are you doing? You're acting nice to somebody who's mean to you. So Hashem will act nice, even though we're mean to him. So just from a selfish perspective, it pays to be forgiving and giving nice.
Only question, how
doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Miteich shalai lishma balishma. If somebody does mitzvahs for reward, so you don't think Hashem knows that we're doing it only for the sake of reward, but so what? Meanwhile, we're doing what's good. Do you care if your kids do something for reward? As long as they're doing something good, who cares? Is that the highest level of lishma? No, it's not the highest level. But meanwhile, at least they're doing good. And miteich shalai lishma balishma. From doing it, even for the wrong purposes, eventually you will do it for the right purposes. If you hurt them when they're a kid, you can get forgiveness when they're a kid. Why not? You can ask him right away, get forgiveness right away, and go on. Okay, anyway, leave it here.